Hey, Blake.
Hey, Justin.
Now that Game of Thrones is over, what are you watching?
A lot of nothing.
Not even The Bachelorette?
Oh, we can't hit this.
What's up? It is back. It is back. We are back. Sorry, we are
Rusty.
Back. Rusty. Yes. This is the I'm 40 podcast. My name is Justin Deering, and tonight I am ready and excited to finally have that talk with Blake here about Game of Thrones. But before that, let's just say hi to Blake. It's been a while, Blake. How's it going?
Okay, so Game of Thrones, I think we're both kind of in lockstep with how we feel about the ending.
I don't think either one of us thought it was just amazing, but neither one of us thought it was the crap fest that the internet makes it out to be.
Here's the thing. I am fully on board with it did not matter how this show ended. Half of the world was going to be pissed. Half the world was going to love it. And
I don't think half the world loved it, though.
And then there's going to be a small sector of people who are going to say, it's not what George wanted, as they push their glasses up over their nose. When in all actuality, if you read anything that came out today, and this is going to be a spoiler-filled podcast today. We are going to talk about how this show ended a little bit. So if you have not watched it, now is the time to turn it off.
It's been out for 3 weeks.
I agree, but there are people who, for some reason, thought, hey, let's start season one.
Well, that's your own
fault. 3 days before the
finale. I started season one 3 weeks before, and I got on track.
Yeah, so just heads up, we're going to talk about it. So there's an article that came out just in the last couple days that actually was the actor, whatever his name is, that plays Bran. Bran the Broken, that said that there was two things that George R.R. Martin told Dave and Dave about once they got past the books. Here's the two things about that character. The first was going to be, he's the reason Hodor was Hodor. And number
two... Which we saw,
yes. But that's after the books, from what I understand. If I'm not a book reader, and I've never read them, and I don't probably will ever never read them.
I definitely will not.
They're definitely about 1,300 pages longer than any book I've ever read.
Yeah, I'm out.
So
I'm out. You could have said 130. I probably wouldn't read them.
So there's that, and then the other thing that the actor said that George R.R. Martin told the producers was that's how it's going to end. That Bran was going to have the throne. So you can sit there and cry and moan and talk about it. And instead of just sitting back and enjoying television like we did before Twitter, everything is dissected from a water bottle at the Great Council meeting to a Starbucks cup that's on the table.
See, that crap pissed me off so bad. If you are noticing, because I watched every single episode, and I watched episode 3 with the coffee cup.
It was episode 4.
Episode 4 with the coffee cup. Episode 5, which had the water bottle.
No, 6 had the water bottle. The finale.
5 was Jamie's hand.
Yeah.
Episode 5, I watched episode 4 and episode 5 multiple times.
Yeah, but did you watch The Wizard of Oz?
No, episode 3 with the water. No, it was. You're right. Sorry.
Did you watch The Wizard of Oz when that dude hung himself in the forest?
No.
Yeah, that was one they missed, too.
And I didn't notice it until it was posted on Twitter. So that's just people sitting there, not like you said, not enjoying the show and just sitting there, you know, looking for things to pick apart. Here's my thing with the finale. Did I love that Bran was king in the end? No, I didn't love it, but I didn't care. It was fine. It wasn't that big a deal. I think you and I have the same. We share the same thought with this. My only complaint about the final season was they didn't have enough time. They tried to tell too many stories too quick and had to rush through everything. You know, they could have benefited from 2 or 4 more episodes, or realistically, they probably should have had a ninth season. But here's the thing. We're never going to know why. We don't know. My thought is, point blank, I've told you this off this podcast, but my thought is HBO came to Benioff and Weiss and said, look, we got 100, and I'm just throwing a number off of my head, but we got $150 million for season 8. And they laid everything out, which it's, I can only imagine how incredibly ridiculous expensive it is to make these shows. And they laid it out and they're like, all right,
well, we got 6 episodes.
We can do 6. That's what we got to finish this whole story in 6. And they had to blow through it. And I would have loved to have a few more episodes. But dude, every single one of those episodes was fantastic television. and nobody can deny that. I don't give a crap who they are. That battle that they picked apart because not enough people died. I still say to this day, that is one of the most intense and visually incredible episodes of television I've ever seen.
I would say that my biggest complaint with, and what I was saying a minute ago, was we can't enjoy this stuff anymore because of social media and Twitter. And if you haven't heard our social media podcast episode, go back to season one and listen to that one. That one was fun. But we can't enjoy it because it's dissected down to scene by scene within 5 hours of it being released. When if we're just being the biggest, like Twitter, Game of Thrones Twitter is the worst.
I agree. I agree. 100%.
It's some of the worst Twitter out there, and everybody says, like, you know, it, basketball Twitter or you know, the Twitter hashtags, and you get, you know, labeled if you're a big Rangers fan, you're a member of Rangers Twitter. Well, Game of Thrones Twitter, you're terrible, and you're frustrating, and you're annoying, and you're actually partially ruining one of the best shows that's ever been made. But what I want to say is the people that are upset about Danny's heel turn, the people that said it was rushed, everything was rushed the last two
seasons. Absolutely, 100%.
So get over that. It wasn't rushed. It was foreshadowed for 7 seasons. I don't know if you remember back in season one, about episode 4 or 5, she grinned and almost looked like was excited as her brother was
gold
crowned.
Yeah, got gold dumped on his head.
And here's the thing. Her best friend was killed.
She went ham.
Her moral compass, Jorah Mormont, went down fighting for her.
Yeah.
Her kid, two of her kids were killed. One of them became an ice dragon. The other one got shot in the worst possible way possible, yeah, where it, like, we didn't even have a chance to be like, oh, look, that dragon's going to die. No, it's just dead.
Yeah. Nosedive in the ocean.
And she went nuts. So, that, I mean, it was coming. It was foreshadowed. If you go back, I guarantee if we all would just stop and go back from season one and watch all the way back through again, like so many of us have done.
Dude, Danny was bipolar.
Yes.
Because for every single time she said, well, I don't want to rule in ashes, she said, I'll burn this hoe to the ground if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. Game of Thrones Twitter sucks. The ending wasn't near as bad. And at the end of the day, this story was about the Stark family and the Stark kids. That's why it started with them and it ended with them.
George R. R. Martin wanted to make, I think Katie said it on our podcast we did with her, that she said he wanted to make a book series that was too complex to be made to television. And for those that have read the books, like, again, I have not, but my wife has, every chapter is from the inner monologue of one character in the story. So the first chapter may be Ned Stark. The second chapter may be Jon Snow. The 15th chapter of book 3 may be Khal Drogo, if he's still alive at that point. It just, it depends.
The 17th chapter might be One Eye.
Yeah, it just may be all, it may be all of these, it's their inner monologue. So yes, in the books, we haven't gotten to that point where Daenerys is even in Westeros yet, but we don't see that angle or that viewpoint on the show because you're not in the inner monologue. But I bet in the books, if that's the plan that he has in the books, is she has this epic heel turn, you're going to know it because you're going to be in her head during her chapters. So anyways, yeah. Game of Thrones, not the worst finale. If you're out there tweeting this is the worst finale you've ever seen, we have a segment for you, and I have a rant for you.
Oh, sweet.
That will put it to shame because you have put 8 to 10 years of your life, if you're a day oneer of Game of Thrones, a lot of people are like 8 monthers of Game of Thrones.
I'm a, like, 3 monther.
I think
knowing myself, not that I would think it was horrible, because one of the shows we're going to talk about, it doesn't even come close to comparing to it. But not that I would still think it was horrible, but I do think maybe I would think it was a little worse than it was if I had invested so much time. So maybe that affects my... But I've got a list here. It's 5 shows that Screen Rant says had the best endings of all time, and 5 that shows that says... was the worst. Now, it does have Game of Thrones as one of the worst. We're going to sub that in for a show that I know I think we're both going to go off on. We're going to save that for the absolute last because we both unanimously think it's the worst television ending ever. So the first one is a show we both watched. It says it's the best, one of the 5 best, and that's Friday Night Lights. It's been a few years since I've seen this show. Looking back at it, I don't know that I would by any means say it's one of the best endings of all time, but it is, I mean, you know, it comes full circle. You see Riggins and his brother Texas Forever.
Texas Forever.
And then, you know, the
spoiler alert, I haven't actually seen this all the way through.
What?
We watched up until old coach head over to the other high school, and then Kinley was born, and we just didn't have time to finish it. But anyways, I know what the finale was, so you're not.
They moved to Philadelphia, and it's them, you know, he basically, so the finale is, and if you haven't watched it, tough crap, it's been off the air for like 6 years. You know, typical coach's wife, she had sacrificed everything for him for years and years and years, and he finally makes the ultimate sacrifice when she gets this kick-ass, like, a dean of students job at a college in Philadelphia, and he sacrifices and goes and becomes a football coach up there, you know, leaving Texas because Texas football. It's good. I mean, it's a solid ending. It's not nothing spectacular, but
can I tell you one that I think gets overlooked that I think that people don't realize that it is one of the best finales ever would be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I agree. That is
great. And I just threw this one out because I was looking at a list and it popped up and it's underrated on this list is what they said.
I agree.
I think whenever you have Will Smith after that series and what that series meant to, it's kind of, you know.
He wouldn't be the star he was if it was.
He wouldn't be the star he
series.
Was. And in my opinion, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is the our generation's Cosby show.
I agree.
It crossed cultural bounds. It did all kinds. It changed some stuff. And then that last scene, you've got Will Smith just standing there like, it's over. It was a solid finale.
So you've got a list here. I've got a list. So we'll go back and forth. This is the next one. This is one of the five worst. I didn't watch this show. You said you did. How I Met Your Mother.
I watched it in late night reruns. Like, so I didn't watch it as it happened. I used to watch 5 or 6 episodes a night on Netflix or wherever I could get a hold of it. Up until the last season, I went through the last, and it was the whole time you're expecting
him to meet the mother,
and then he does.
That's it.
And then she dies.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
He ends up. Yeah, it was not. It was not good.
So,
it was a great, don't get me wrong, I love that show, and I love the Ted Mosby character. I love, what's his name, Doogie Howser, whatever his name is, Neil Patrick Harris' character in that. I love, that's what really made me a fan of just a lot of those people in that show. I mean, Ted Mosby did, I can't remember the guy's name, I call him Ted even when he shows up on TV shows now, but he did a show that was like a spinoff or a copy of Glee. A short little one season or a couple years ago, and we watched it, and it was like hipster Ted Mosby. He was still kind of funny, but he was into the music. And
I like the one dude that was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Jason Segel.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's good.
We're not going to talk about this one on my list, but I want to mention it because we may revisit it down the road. You and your wife have just started Lost.
Yes, for the first time ever.
Lost is listed as one of the worst. I don't agree with this. I don't think it's amazing, but I do like it. So I'm interested. We need to revisit this at some point because I'm interested to hear your take on
we
that.
We are one season in. We're 3 episodes into the second season. The hatch is open. Let's just start. The hatch is open.
Like I told Katie, my view on this show, 1 and 2, fantastic. You got to kind of ride the wave with this thing. 1 and 2, really good. It kind of dips, 3 and 4, and then at the end it picks back up and ends really good. You got any over there or no?
No, you keep rolling. You're actually probably looking at the same list I am.
I know you didn't watch this. This is a show that I loved, and The Sopranos is on the worst, and that's pretty universal. I don't agree with this because The Sopranos did a lot. If you watch the show, it's not far off from what once a season they would do a really kind of quirky, out there kind of episode where it's left for you to interpret what was going on. And that's what this ending is. So the ending of Sopranos, for those that don't know, is after surviving a big mob war, Tony and his family put their life back together. Because again, The Sopranos, yes, it's about the mob, but The Sopranos is about that family. And they're at dinner, and then all of a sudden, the screen just goes black. Well, if you watch the show at the beginning of that final season, Tony's talking to one of his guys, and they're discussing, what do you think happens when you get killed? And Tony says, I don't think anything happens. I think you, everything just goes black. There's no noise. Everything just goes black. So the object of that ending is that David Chase, the guy who created the show, has never came out and said that Tony was killed. But that it's open for that interpretation because they show different. It's really, if you really think about this, it really look at this ending, it's very in-depth because it shows different people that Tony has killed, you know, that kind of come into the diner they're in, giving you the idea that, oh my God, Tony's about to get it. And then it just goes black. So I'm on the other side of the fence on that one. I don't think Sopranos is one of those. I don't think it's great by any means. I don't think it's amazing, but I don't agree with most people. This is my, some people that listen to the show might make fun of us for this, but we just talked a minute ago before we started this podcast, Dawson's Creek.
Pacey and what's his name? The Beak. Dawson. What was
Dawson,
his name?
Bro.
I'm trying to think of what the girl's, Katie Holmes. What was her name?
Joey. So guilty pleasure show for me. I'm not going to lie. I watched this. And I'm not going to lie to you.
Mine was One Tree Hill, bro.
I watched that one too.
The finale of One Tree Hill was trash.
I agree.
After Lucas left, it wasn't worth it anymore.
That feels so weird.
That show was... I'm on to One Tree Hill. Let's talk. Hold up. One Tree Hill was great for the first, like, when they were in high school still, because it really was about basketball and hot chicks.
It kind of jumped the shark after that.
And then once I got out of high school, like, crap, we got a lot of money we make off this show because these young hip kids. Let's have this 38-year-old Chad Michael Murray act like he's 19 and going to college to be a writer, and then Hillary Burton's going to leave and Sophia Bush.
Yeah, Hillary Burton. I love that. I mean, I was a big Hillary Burton fan.
It was a great show until they graduated.
So Dawson,
remember the school shooting one? Oh my gosh. Yeah. I need to go back and do a rewatch of One Tree Hill. Maybe season 3 of I'm 40 podcast will be us episode by episode going through One Tree Hill.
That'll take us to like season 10.
And we'll never post the episodes because that's what we do around here. Yeah, we record and we don't post.
You said you were going to do that. So anyway, so Dawson's Creek, the whole big thing with this is, I feel so weird I'm talking about this. So the big threat is, you know, Dawson and his girlfriend, and then his best friend steals his girlfriend. Well, then Dawson gets the girl back, and then in the end, you think, oh, my God, yeah, oh, surely. Oh, yeah, Dawson's going to end up with Katie Holmes. Nope, the best friend does.
Attaboy, Pacey.
It's not the best. I don't know why it's ranked as one of the best. It's pretty stupid. One of the worst, Seinfeld. Justin didn't watch this show. I did. Justin doesn't like comedy. He doesn't like funny stuff. He likes stupid stuff.
How about I like funny stuff that's funny?
Seinfeld is one of the best sitcoms ever.
False. I'm going to tune out and read about this big rant I've got coming up when you talk about this dumb show. The show about nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's so genius. I've been watching someone lately. It's still genius.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, Seinfeld is what it is. I don't know what you want from a sitcom ending. I mean, this literally was a show about four people that... And they're like, I mean, it was a show about nothing, just about life in general. I mean, I think in my mind, Seinfeld is like Game of Thrones. I don't think there was an ending that they probably could have done that people wanted, because nobody wanted Seinfeld to go off the air back in the late 90s when it went off the air. Everybody wanted him to keep going, but Jerry was like, I'm good. I made 9 seasons and made like $500 million, and I'm going to get $1 billion from syndication.
I can't believe I just talked about One Tree Hill for that long.
Yeah. This is going to be embarrassing for you. Embarrassing for both of us this episode. I don't honestly know. I was never a P1. Here goes talking ticket jargon. I was never a hardcore watcher of the show. I watched here from there. Friends.
Friends was great.
It was good. I just never was a big, like, I don't have anything negative to say about it. I just never watched it consistently. And I don't know that I watched the finale. It is, according to this list, it is the number one best finale. Thoughts on this?
I thought Matt, I mean, and I watched this from, wow, what was that?
I have no idea.
It was good. I don't know if it was the best ever, but then again, I don't know what the best ever is, because I think Breaking Bad's up there.
Breaking Bad's fantastic. And before we get to the rant, that I want to throw in a couple that aren't on this list. So, Breaking Bad to me, for that show, it was a perfect ending. I don't know that it was the best ever, but it was perfect. I mean, for Walt to figure out, you know, and what people complained about with Game of Thrones. There were so many open-ended stories that they didn't resolve.
Good talking.
Breaking Bad did that. They wrapped everything.
And they wrapped everything up with... The thing with Game of Thrones is everybody's like, ooh, spinoffs. There's going to be spinoffs. Arya, what's west of Westeros? Westeros. That's not happening. No. But Breaking Bad wrapped everything up, but there was still the option of a Jesse follow-up show, even though we knew it was never coming.
They're making a Jesse movie.
But there was, like, as he's driving off, you see his face and you're like, that's happening. It's like you're going to get this, at least some sort of closure on that story. Speaking of Aaron Paul, did you see, you don't watch Westworld, do you?
I do. And he's going to be on it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in.
I may be back. Westworld season 2 threw me off. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it was out there. I finished it, but it was out there. So they were, that was, you want to talk about it? Like we said, that's a show that wrapped everything up. Another great one, I know you didn't watch this show, The Shield is an amazing, now it is dark. It is incredibly dark. So The Shield basically is a show about a unit of dirty cops, and the Shield ending is there were four guys that were the main characters of Shield. One died a couple seasons before. The final three, the walls close in around them, and they had killed people. They had done all this bad stuff. So Vic Mackey, the character played by Michael Chiklis, gets out and figures out a way to get himself out by getting a job with this fictional DEA agency. Well, one of his partners kills himself and his family, suicide style. The other one gets caught for everything, and then Mackey is left, you know, basically working at death. So he's in his own personal hell. It's a great one. Now it's time, Justin.
Oh, bring it.
To get to...
the absolute worst finale.
100%. Without a doubt, I don't know how many shows I've watched to completion in my life, but there is nothing that compares to this. This is without a doubt the worst television finale. I don't give a crap, but what show you've watched, there's none worse than this. What show am I talking about, Justin?
The one about that lumberjack.
Exactly. The one about the lumberjack. We're talking about Dexter, which was a show that for, what it run, 7 seasons?
8.
8. For 5 of them was amazing.
And then Julia Stiles came on and ruined it.
That was season 5. So 4 were amazing.
Season 5 jumped the shark. Season 6 recovered a little bit.
7 was even fairly good.
When they brought in Hanks's kid,
yeah.
Colin Hanks, that was a great season. Yeah. And then it went to the last season. And I just want to remind you that during that last episode, not only did we get a lumberjack after he drove his slice of life boat into the perfect storm like George Clooney, but you got to remember that just before that, Deb also had a stroke.
After she got shot and came out of it was fine after she got shot. And
she had a stroke and a blood clot.
Oh my God. And, it's so ridiculous.
And if they would have just cut to black after he goes into the hurricane, and it's a suicide. It looks like a suicide mission.
It still would have been bad, but it wouldn't have been near as bad.
You see the slice of life boat piece float by, cut to black, roll credits. I'm 40 podcast. 7 years later, however, I guess 6 years now.
Whatever.
6 years later, wouldn't be saying it's the worst finale ever. It wouldn't be great, but it wouldn't be the worst. But no, then we have to go to Grizzly Man Dexter with a freaking mountain man beard
staring
and a flannel
into the
shirt.
Camera.
Staring into the camera. This was one of the first shows. I remember I got my first... when did it come out? So if it was 2013 was the finale, so it came out in 2004
or 5, something like
that. Yeah, so I'm in college. I remember distinctly bringing a DVD player that I'd gotten for graduation to college, moving into my first apartment after my freshman year, and everybody was talking about Dexter after season 1 because season 1 was amazing.
Dude.
I went out and bought Dexter, or I was after season 2. I went out and bought season 1 and 2 on DVD and churned through those as quick as I could and then started watching them. Me and Katie started watching them we watched the last season together, but the books, I even actually read 1 or 2 of the books all the way through, which is a big deal for me. And I loved that show.
You read Darkly Dreaming Dexter or whatever?
I loved that show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then Julia Stiles happened, and you always make fun of me because you say that season's not as bad as I made it out to be.
I don't think it's as bad as you made it out to be.
But the Rita death was probably one of the craziest things in television. Oh, yeah, John Lithgow, awesome. Maybe the worst villain other than the villain in Jessica Jones. I just went blank on what his name was. That show... That is what it looks like to devote 8 years of your life to a show and then get crapped
100%.
On. 100%. Game of Thrones, 8 to 10 years of your life, or 6 weeks of your life, or 8 months of your life, or you jumped onto it after it was cool. That was not getting crapped on. Go watch Dexter. Spoiler alert, the finale sucks. Before we get out of here, I do want to talk about some shows that I have started watching, and then I want to finally get back on track and finish them because I've heard good things about them. I don't know how they end, or I don't even know if some of them are still running, if they're over or not. First one being, have you watched any of Vikings?
I have not. I've heard it's good, but I haven't watched it.
Vikings is really, really good. I watched a little bit of I watched the first two seasons when I was sick or something from work. That's one I want to get back on time. I want to get back to, and then I just went blank on the title of the show. It's the one on Showtime or Stars with the dude who played. This is the worst podcasting I've ever done right here. It's about the fixer. What's his name? You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
The one with Leif Schreiber.
Yes, that's his name, Leif Schreiber. What is it? What is the show called?
Oh God, that's gonna drive me nuts now that you. Ray Donovan.
Thank you, Ray Donovan. I haven't watched that,
but I've multiple people. You're not the only one that's told me that's really good.
Well, here's like my parents watched it. My mom loved it. It's brutal. I've watched the first season or two seasons, and it wins awards every year, and it's still going. I don't know if it's jumped the shark completely yet. That's one I want to get back onto. If you're looking for something that is very similar to Game of Thrones. To kind of fill your fantasy needs, there is two seasons of The Last Kingdom on Netflix. It's a poor man's Game of Thrones. It features a character whose name is Uhtred, son of Uhtred. Spoiler alert: he has a kid, names it Uhtred. So his son is Uhtred, son of Uhtred, son of Uhtred. But it's a good one. And then, of course, like Blake said, I am working my way through Lost.
Definitely worth watching. For me, that's a top 10 show of all time for sure.
And because we have an episode coming up soon on fantasy sports, I would love for everybody to go out and just spend a couple of nights just binge watching The League.
Fantastic.
It's an amazing comedy because I don't like funny stuff. I like stupid stuff, and that falls right up my alley.
You don't ever appreciate good comedy.
So here's the deal. If you have a show out there that we should watch because we are in a massive show hole now that Game of Thrones is over and we're waiting on Big Brother to come back.
I don't watch Big Brother.
I'm a big reality TV show watcher, so is Katie. So if you have a show out there, if you have a show out there that we need to watch, hit us up on Twitter. I'm Deering22. He is
@BlakeMitchmore.
This is the I'm 40 Podcast. We'll see you next time.